Okay, welcome back everyone to another episode of the First Inning, and we're back live again. We're going to talk about some Yankee news and the ending of the World Series and all that stuff. And I got my man the Petatero with me. And what's going on, man?
Nothing much, man. Crazy week, you know. World Series just ended, so you know, off season's officially here.
Sure is, man. I was watching today the Texas parade.
Oh, it was today?
Yeah, they had it today. I was watching it all day today.
Oh wow, what's it called?
And it was pretty cool.
That's very cool of them that they had their parade and everything.
I'm so happy that they won, man. Their first time ever, you know.
Yeah, including seeing former Yankees celebrating something that they couldn't do here.
Yo, the Cuban Missile Chapman, that I never thought he'll play in Major League Baseball ever again, right? Yo, that dude won another World Series, man. Now he got two World Series rings now.
Yeah, he sure does.
The Chicago Cubs and them. And Montgomery, Jordan Montgomery got one. And the other Yankee,
there's another. Andrew Heaney got one too.
Yeah, Andrew Heaney. And yo, I wanted to ask too. I don't know if you know this kid. You remember in the trade with Jordan Montgomery and all that to Texas, they traded this prospect kid right to Texas, and he came up this year with Texas, right? And he's a third baseman, right? And he's the one that got hit in the face. Remember?
I think so, yeah.
This year?
I forget his name. It's not on the top of my head right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I can't remember his name, but he had a YouTube channel too.
Oh, wow, for real?
Yeah, he had a YouTube channel, and he was, I first found him while he was in the Yankee minor league system. And that same year, he got traded. And he showed his whole minor league thing on YouTube, and then when he finally got to the majors, he couldn't do YouTube no more.
Oh, wow, that's crazy, because I remember Trevor Bauer, he was still able to do YouTube videos.
Yeah, so I don't know how that goes. Plus, we'll talk about the Yankee news. Talk about Yankees. We'll talk about Yankees placing Domingo Germán and five others on waivers. We'll even talk about the The Mets interview Carlos Mendoza and Andy Green in managerial search. So hopefully we don't lose this guy, one of our coaches. Aaron Judge, he won the Hank Aaron Award, right? And we're going to talk about what he said and what he talked about when he talked to Hal Steinbrenner. There was a conversation between him and Hal Steinbrenner. And hopefully we get to that. And the Yankees are trying to trade both catchers, Higashioka and Ben Roverett.
So, yeah, I definitely saw that. I came across that. They also, I think, Trevino too.
So the Yankees have placed six players on waivers, according to some guy, Joel Sherman of the New York Post.
The New York Post.
Yeah. So it's Domingo Germán, Ryan Weber, Jimmy Cordero, Matt Broman, Frenchy Cordero, and Billy McKinney.
We're all let go. I know you're happy about Billy McKinney being gone.
Yeah, I mean, what did he really do? I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, he did hit a few home runs, though. I got to say that.
Yeah.
But
I remember during the season, you were complaining, why is this guy still here?
For real, yeah, for real. Like, why is he even on the team?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It sucks that Domingo Germán was let go, you know, and hopefully another team will pick him up. But I knew the Yankees were going to fire him eventually, you know?
Yeah, I feel like they were gonna. Yeah, I feel like there was no space for him. Next year, if they're looking to resign Frankie Montas, like, where's he gonna go?
Yeah, because I feel like they already got their starting five rotation, you know?
Yeah.
You got.
So far, you also got, sorry for cutting you off there, but you also got that guy in the minor leagues, the one guy, you know.
Oh, yeah, Thorpe, right? Is it Thorpe?
Yeah, Thorpe, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's enough. Oh, and talk about pitching. I forgot. Domingo Germán. Jacob DeGrom got a ring, too, with Texas today.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, that's another New Yorker. Anyway, just to, not to go off subject, I just wanted to put that in there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, so Domingo Germán, man, you know, I mean, if they take him back, it will have to be as a reliever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he could – I think Domingo Germán would be nice out of the bullpen, though.
Oh, yeah, they never have used him out of the bullpen before. I think they did one time, but that was it. But I think he wants to be a starter.
I mean, hey, I mean, you know what? Domingo Germán pitched a perfect game last year by accident, right?
Yeah.
And he's not so bad of a player. But I mean, he could get terrible at sometimes, but he's pretty solid most of the time. But they could have him as a bullpen guy, you know?
Yeah.
Because what if somebody gets hurt in the starting five, then you have another fill-in pitcher right there.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you on that, but you know, I guess the Yankees don't see it that way.
Nah, nobody sees it that way, and the guy is DFA'd.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So let me see. So now, Aaron Judge has previously spoken about the desire to see better communication of analytics, right? So now they have to find another batting coach too, because Sean Casey ain't coming back.
Oh yeah, it's what's it called? That's true.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah, I don't know who's it gonna be.
And
to be honest.
And they trying to get the Yankee the Mets are trying to get all our Yankee coaches. Cause the Mets interviewed Craig Counsell as for manager. And the other guy, too, for manager.
Oh, yeah. I'm Carlos Mendoza, right?
Yeah, so who knows? You might get one of them as the Mets manager, and the other one might be the bench coach.
Oh, yeah, true.
That it's crazy, right, that we could lose. So, it says a lot about these guys that the Mets are asking them to be the manager.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, because I think the Mets hired, if I'm not mistaken, they hired one of the Brewers that used to be like their general manager or something like that.
Right.
So I guess he wants Craig Counsell there.
Not only that, the Mets also just hired the woman commissioner of New York that just quit her job.
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, the lady that was the commissioner of New York, the first woman commissioner, now she's working for the New York Mets now as head of security.
Oh, wow. That's, yeah.
Yep, so
that's crazy.
So now she got that job, too, which is crazy.
Yeah.
You know, so...
Yeah, I definitely didn't hear about that.
Yeah, but it's kind of weird, though, that the commissioner of the police department would get a job with the Mets, right?
Oh, wow. That's police commissioner, the woman?
The police commissioner, the woman. I forgot her name right now, but the first ever police commissioner, she's working for the Mets now as the head of security.
Let me see. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I remember seeing her.
Yeah, so now you're gonna see her at the metal detector, man. Might be frisking you down.
Luckily, Luckily, we don't go to City Field, so.
Word. Forget about it.
Yeah. Yeah, where did you hear that from? You saw it on the news?
Yeah, they I saw it today on Channel 7 News.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so she's going to be there. So the Mets are getting people.
Yeah.
You know? And the Yankees aren't. You know what I mean?
What's the call? We just have Louis at the stadium, you know?
I'd rather make him head of security.
All right.
That boy is on his job.
Yeah, for real.
So now talk about pitching, and everybody's free agents now. And they got some hell of a free agents on here, like Josh Hader from the Padres, Aaron Nola from the Phillies, and Blake Snell from the Padres.
Oh, that's a good free agent class, but we all know the Yankees are not going to sign none of them.
Not even one, right? Josh Hader would be a good look. Josh Hader.
Like Josh Hader, yeah.
Yeah, that would be the best guy. Yeah,
It'd be way better than Clay Holmes.
Yeah, definitely. That would be a big step up right there, man. You know? I heard November 1st. Today's the 3rd. So November 1st, that Chinese player was supposed to make a Chinese player. That Japanese player was supposed to make moves on that day, and I haven't heard anything.
Yeah.
Yokomoto?
I didn't hear anything either.
Yokomoto, and what I wonder whatever happened to Matsui. Yuki Matsui, whatever his name is. He's the closer.
Oh, yeah.
I would like to get that kid, man. The closer, the Japanese closer. But nobody's talking about him. Nobody in Yankee baseball that I follow is talking about that.
Oh, yeah. I didn't hear about him until I heard it from you.
Yeah, until I told you, right?
I didn't know who the guy was.
Yo, the dude's like a little Mariano, man. He's been playing for 10 years, and he got 200 and something saves already. It's crazy. Yeah. Almost 300 saves he got.
That's crazy.
Seth Lugo is another guy that's on free agent list. And he's a bullpen. He's a bullpen guy.
Seth Lugo's not that good. I don't know. I don't think he wasn't that good because people used to complain that he used to blow the games for the Mets.
Well, they're saying he made, let me see, $15 million for 2 years with the Padres. And in 26 starts, He made 26 opportunities, making 26 starts. As a starter, I guess. He pitched 146 innings with an ERA of 3.57.
Oh, wow. They actually used him as a starter because when he was a Mets, he was primarily a reliever. You remember when he used to come out before? I don't know.
Yeah, I know Steph Lugo. He used to come out.
Diaz, yeah.
He used to come out before Familia and all them guys.
Yeah,
I remember, and he had a pretty good record. I mean, 3.57 ERA is pretty damn good.
I mean, yeah, I feel like primarily if the Yankees was to sign him, they would probably use him as a reliever, you know, because I didn't know that he could start, but, you know, as a reliever, it looks like he could be valuable, but, you know.
The problem is with this guy is that, like you said, he was a starter, but he's turning 34 years old now.
Yeah.
So he's passing his prime right now.
Yeah.
You know, once a player gets into that 34, 35 range, 36, you know, they pretty much become duds after that.
Oh, yeah, true.
You know?
Yeah.
They got another guy, Kenta Maeda from the Twins.
Oh, yeah, him. Kenta Maeda.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's a pitcher.
I mean, they got that guy, too. I mean, there's a lot of guys that they can get. I mean, they don't have to bring back Frankie Montas, per se.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They got other guys that they can get out here, man, that hasn't been hurt and has been proven to play in serious situations.
Yeah, Kenta Maeda, he's 35 years old, so I don't know if, you know.
Well, that's what we were talking about. We don't know if he can do it at that age.
Yeah.
Because you're gambling with a player like that.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
You know, he's 36, actually.
Oh,
he's
36, wow.
So he'll be turning 37 next year.
Oh, wow, that's,
Yeah, that's...
Skip.
Forget about it.
Yeah.
Another one is Michael Wacha. Wacha?
Yeah, I heard of him.
So he has an ERA of 5.05. Forget about it.
Oh, yes.
Jesus Christ.
It.
Let me keep swiping. Frankie Montas. I mean, I don't know. That's a gamble there. Let me see.
Yeah.
Who else they got? Ineligible.
Yeah.
And let me see. Marcus Stroman. Yakamoto, ineligible.
Oh, Marcus Stroman, he had a good year.
Yeah, with the Cubs. Gardo Rodriguez, Jordan Montgomery, Shota Imaga, Lucas Galileo, and Jack Flaherty. Jack Flaherty was pretty good with the Orioles, but I don't think they're going to let him go, though. None of these guys they're gonna let go, you know. So I don't know, man. They, I mean, if I was the Yankees, I say the hell with Montas and bring up Thorpe, and that's your fifth starter right there. And you gotta pay no extra money.
Oh yeah, you're right about that. They should just bring him up because like, what's so cool? I feel like what's so cool? He's expected to be good, like you know. So it's like, you know, hold on, let me see. Yeah, they're even calling him Mini Garrett Cole.
Hey, and talk about Garrett Cole. Garrett Cole has won the Pitcher of the Year award.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
That's big. And now he's going to win the Cy Young, too.
Yeah, definitely. He's going to. Damn, only if he could have won a ring.
Oh, and Aaron Judge and Gabriel Torres, they won the Silver Slugger Award too.
Oh yeah, yeah, you did. You, I remember. I think I did see that too.
And that's crazy, right? Because all year, people like, Gabriel Torres sucks and all this. He sucks, and the dude wins a damn Silver Slugger Award.
Oh yeah, and also. Going back to Drew Thorpe, he won minor league pitching prospect of the year.
He did?
Yes.
Man, look at that, man.
Yeah, so you got him and Garrett Cole, so you know. Can't wait.
I mean, right now, if we didn't have Garrett Cole and whoo, we'd be in big trouble.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We would be in big trouble.
We would be in big trouble. And look, it says a lot when you got Garrett Cole winning awards, right? Aaron Judge winning awards. Gabriel Torres won an award, you know. Hopefully, the gold glove, you know, goes to Volpe.
Yeah.
You know, that says a lot when our players are getting awards, but it's not showing... In the standings.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely not showing in the standings.
You know what I mean? It's like we got the greatest players playing, and we ain't going nowhere.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know, so, yeah. I mean, what I'm saying is that maybe one player or two players might change this team.
Maybe so.
You know, because we still need a left fielder and a center fielder.
Yeah.
You know,
we still got a lot of pieces to go.
You know, so it's like Oh my God. I mean, if these guys would play, if they were to play what they expected to do, this team could be outstanding, man.
Yeah, definitely. They could be.
Like if Klay Holmes, right, was to pitch like Klay Holmes.
Yeah.
I mean, we would be unstoppable.
Yeah, we definitely would be unstoppable.
You know, because we got Nestor Cortez, Gerrit Cole, you know. Then you had Clark Smith, Michael King. Solid pitchers right there. And then if they bring up Thorpe or Montas, whatever, we have a solid starting five pitching staff.
Yeah, definitely we do, but you know they're not gonna get no run support, unfortunately.
That's the problem, man. If only these guys were hit, man. You know, we had a good enough team that we could win with just hitting alone. We could have the crappiest pitching, and we could have still won with batting. You know, but it's just that these guys don't hit nothing. And you know what? The double play kills the Yankees, man.
Oh, yeah, it definitely does.
For years. For years. Since the early 2000s. Forever. The double play has been killing the Yankees, man. The Yankees for years cannot never have a rally.
Oh, yeah, they can never do that. Like, that's so disappointing.
But do it a few times, you know what I mean? And score 11 runs, 17 runs, whatever. They never do that. You know, we have to win these one-run games or 5-4 games. You know what I mean? Like, and we barely winning them. You know? It's not like we definitely dominating, you know?
It's sad, unfortunately. We have to deal with this every year.
Because look, if Judge would never got hurt, right? He would have came close to 60 home runs again.
I was thinking about that. He could have had unbelievable.
Oh, he probably could have broke his own record. You know, but it's like, imagine him hitting like that. Then you got Giancarlo hitting like that. You know, and then you got Gabriel Torres hitting like that, you know, and Rizzo hitting like that. Imagine where we could be at.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We could have won the division. We could have gone far in playoffs if we would have hit him in the playoffs. Like, we could have, who knows, we could have taken a day off from work and be at the parade today.
It could have been for real, man. We would have been at the parade for sure.
Yeah, definitely. But, you know, we could only dream, like, you know, like, the way it could be. Only in MLB The Show that happens that we could, you know, put the Yankees winning the World Series.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. And you know what? Sometimes even in the show, it doesn't happen.
Oh, yeah, right? Well, I made sure it happened.
Because, listen, man, I don't know if you've seen the 2009 World Series. The last championship we won?
Yeah.
We barely won that.
You know, I don't... You know, I honestly don't remember as much. I don't remember as much. Like, I remember, like, some, but I don't remember everything. Like, I was only, like, 10, so it's like, you know, that was a...
Well, I'm going to tell you, that season was bad, okay? That season, inaugural season, that's when A-Rod had to get hip surgery. And he didn't come back till July. And then he hit the home run in Baltimore. Right? Then we barely make it to the playoffs. Okay? We play the Twins in the playoffs. In the division championship series. Right?
Yeah.
We barely won that. And if it wasn't for the umpires getting the play wrong when Mark Teixeira hit the foul ball to left field and it hit the line. It hit the foul line, but it didn't hit the foul line.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because, you know, back then they didn't have reviewable plays. So, you know, they got away with that.
They got away with that play. If it wasn't for that play, the Yankees would have never beat the Twins. Okay? Now, we get to the World Series, right?
Yeah.
Now, if it wasn't for Johnny Damon stealing third base in that game,
yeah,
we would have never won that World Series either.
Damn.
Okay?
Wow.
So, yeah. They didn't play. They weren't dominating in 2009. They weren't. They were the same Yankees we see last year. But they just made it because the only reason why they made it into the playoffs in 2009 is because the rest of the league was horrible, worse than them.
Yeah, back then there was no competition for us. Like, you know, there was Houston was in the National League. There was literally nobody.
There wasn't really any competition, but the Twins, you know, or the White Sox, something like that. But that wasn't like, oh my God, it wasn't like Houston Astros now. Like, we can't beat them for nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, in 2009, we were bad, but the rest of the league was worse. You see?
Yeah.
That's why we made it into the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we barely won that World Series. You know what I mean? I'm telling you, we barely won that World Series, man. And if A-Rod didn't hit that home run against the Phillies in the stadium, we would have never won that series too, man.
Oh yeah, A-Rod gets hated on, but you know he helped us win the World Series, so he shouldn't be hated on. I don't care about steroids or not, like, you know.
He surely
I'd
did.
Be grateful.
He surely
be
did.
Grateful that he won, like that he helped us win, because if it wasn't for him contribution, like, we would have never won.
We would have never won. And believe me, that year was so bad with A-Rod, right? Where the Yankees had to take out a page in the Daily News, right? A full page in the Daily News to tell Yankee fans to stop booing Alex Rodriguez.
Oh, well, they actually put an article to stop, like, to tell the fans to stop booing him?
Yes. That yo, it was so bad. Every time A-Rod came up, you heard the boos from three blocks away.
Wow, that's a... Well, but, did you, back then, you were going to the stadium at that time. You booed him?
Nah, I was an A-Rod fan.
That's good.
I got his jersey. I have an A-Rod jersey from the final year, 2008.
Oh wow, that's did he ever sign it?
Nah, I got an autograph by A-Rod on the World Series baseball.
Oh wow, that's crazy.
And I got the inaugural season 2009 baseball card of Alex Rodriguez. Signed by him too.
Oh wow, what's the card? He signed it personally for you?
I got him to sign it. I pay for it. I stood online. And I met him and everything.
That's cool.
Yeah, I met him and everything, man. I wish I could find that picture, man. I wonder where that picture is, but I have the ball, man, there somewhere.
That's so cool.
Yeah, man. And at that time, he was dating that movie star, Gwyneth Paltrow or something like that. One of them. He was dating her at the time.
Yeah.
And I met him right after the World Series, and it was close to Halloween in October.
Oh, wow. That's...
So maybe like a week or two, like a week and a half after the World Series finished.
That's I'm glad that you got to experience all that winning.
Yeah, man. We were lucky, man.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, I was in junior high school in 1996 when they won the first one.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, at that time, I was the one in the classroom with the Walkman. And I was in class listening to the game, telling everybody what was happening, the play by play.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know, and that's the game with Andy Pettit in the snow and all that.
Oh wow, yeah. I've seen videos of it.
Yeah, man. So I was in school at that time listening to the game. And then the batteries died too. Like in the seventh inning, the batteries died.
Oh wow.
Fuck. Yeah. Terrible. But that was a good game, man. Yeah, that was bad, man, with A-Rod that year. So like I'm trying to say, is like the Yankees had a bad year in 2009 and they still won by accident. You know?
Yeah.
So it's not like we can't do it now. You know?
Yeah.
And it's just that they have to play. They have to make it there, man. If we don't make it to the playoffs, we don't have a chance of winning the World Series.
Yeah,
you know, so we have to make the playoffs somehow, either wild card or division.
Yeah.
You know, that's the mission. I mean.
Yeah.
And hopefully they can do that. But it's like comparing to 96 and comparing to 2009, the year, the teams now.
Yeah.
Are just like the Yankees now. Just a different name. You know what I'm saying? They all got home run hitters. They all got pitching. They all got all that just like we got.
Yeah.
You know, because at one point, everybody wanted to be like the Yankees. You know? Especially in the 2000s. Everybody wanted to be like the Yankees. Now, everybody is like the Yankees.
Yeah, true.
You know, and I'm talking about, you know, like, muscle guys hitting home runs, you know, blasting starting pitching,
yeah.
And all that stuff, you know. So it's like, and now we can't even do that, but they doing it,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the wild card was invented by George Steinbrenner.
Oh, yeah, true.
So that was invented for us to make the playoffs,
yeah.
You know what I mean? A better chance to get in, and we still can't do it.
Yeah, definitely not.
You know, but hey, I can't complain though, because it's only the 1 year we didn't make it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the last time was what? In 2016 or something like that?
Yeah, 2016.
So, I mean, it's many years ago. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, like, I don't blame them, you know, but I do blame them for not hitting though, but, you know. It's not like, oh my God, it's the end of the world.
Yeah, true.
You know, they gotta see Yankee fans don't understand that other teams are better than us.
Yeah.
You know, and pitching is better than us.
Yeah. Definitely.
And for whatever reason, for many, many years, the Yankees could never hit good pitching.
Oh yeah, definitely they struggle with that.
Can never, I mean, in the history of the Yankees, they can never hit good pitching. Great pitching, they can't hit it. They can't even hit bad pitching.
Yeah, true.
You know what I'm saying? They can't even hit the bad pitching. So it's like, damn, it's like we stuck in the middle.
Yeah. Speaking of that, did you hear about the analytics stuff?
Well, you know what? They're not really saying anything about it.
Yeah, well, I was reading here that they, hold on, give me a second, that they hired the outside company called Zealous Analytics. That's what, you know, and what difference will it make, you know, because it's saying right here, according to The Athletic, they will look into player performance, in-game decision, and much more. And they would say the two of these guys that are, like, you know, that they hired, they have worked in baseball front offices at the highest levels of, you know, organizations. Like these guys, what's it called? They worked with both the Dodgers and the Tampa Bay Rays. So, yeah.
Yeah, I would like to know, you know, what kind of analytics they're looking at, you know?
Yeah, well, if we're talking about the Dodgers and the Tampa Bay Rays, just like, you know, bring it over, because the Dodgers make whatever analytics they're using, like, good. And Tampa Bay Rays, every time they, you know, bring in the crappy pitcher, they just make them elite, you know?
You know what, man? Tampa Bay is really good at that.
Yeah, so if they brought those guys in from the Dodgers and the Dodgers and the Rays, then, you know, hopefully they do a deep dive, you know, to see what we're doing wrong. And, you know, maybe they fire people, like, from the analytical, you know, our analytics staff. And, you know, they bring in new guys.
It's true, man. They never said what they're actually analyzing. You know, because you know, it's nothing like we can't do at home. Like, what are they really analyzing? What this guy could do, what they're hitting, it's like what you know, I don't really get it, man. And what would make a difference of it anyway? Because, like, everybody could see what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to say, like, everybody, every team can review your season.
Yeah, true.
And we can find out what you did wrong against us or whatever.
Yeah.
So definitely. So it's like, what are we trying to find out here? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's nothing like John Boy and number doing.
Yeah.
You know? And John Boy and them, they doing analytics all day.
True.
So it's like, what are we analyzing? And the only thing that, like we spoke before, the only thing that Steinbrenner is fixing is the clubhouse.
Oh, yeah.
And he's going to add better sleeping pods and dining room and all kind of stuff to go on there.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't know. You know, like, to be honest, I don't know. Like, you know, I don't know. Like, the Yankees are, you know, I don't know what they're doing.
I really don't have a clue neither. And you know what? What everybody talks about in the radio or whatever of what they think the Yankees are going to do, trust me when I tell you, they're going to do the total opposite.
Yeah.
You know what they always do. They're going to get some guy that we never heard of and we never talked about, and they're going to bring him to the Yankees.
Yeah, true.
You know? Because everybody right now, all these Yankee podcasts or whatever, they're all stuck on Juan Soto. Like,
oh, yeah, because let me read you something. Speaking of a tweet here.
All right.
Talking Yanks, which is run, I think, by John Boy, I believe.
Right.
It's hosted by them. It was like, would you be willing to include Jason Dominguez in a trade package for Juan Soto? ? I wouldn't do that.
No, because you're only getting Juan Soto for 1 year.
Oh, yeah. There was like a... Like, somebody here, he said in the comments here, as long as Soto signs long-term, then yes, without a question. I still wouldn't trade our future center fielder away. Like, come on, Jason Dominguez, like, we saw even before the injury how good he was. So, like, you know?
Yeah.
I would rather have Jason Dominguez, because he could actually be better than Juan Soto.
Yeah, because even though with the Tommy John surgery that he got, he's not a pitcher. Yeah. He's not a pitcher. Yeah. So that Tommy John surgery, whatever, is not going to really faze him.
Yeah, because look at Bryce Harper. He had Tommy John surgery, and look what he was doing with the Phillies.
Yeah, and look at now, too. Shohei Ohtani just had Tommy John surgery, and he was still hitting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't know why he's, Don't know why he's in, what's it called, Jason Dominguez, he should come sooner, the recovery time, because if Bryce Harper and Shohei Ohtani were playing, well, how come Jason Dominguez can't?
Yeah, exactly. Well, Jason Dominguez, he won't be back playing baseball until September.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Of next year, because that thing is going to take till July to heal. And then for him to be cleared to play baseball and all that, it'll be in September.
Yeah, and also, I wouldn't trade him away, to be honest. Like, Jason Dominguez, like, I see it, like, you know. He was a whole,
the fans were crazy for Dominguez.
Yeah.
I mean, he was the biggest anticipation we had in a long time.
Yeah, definitely. I remember because, like, people were, like, you know, wanting to see him.
Man, I wanted to see him.
Yeah.
You know, and that was fun, man, you know, and it was sad to see him. We only saw him playing, what, 4 games?
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, yeah, it was, like, 4 games.
Right? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday he played?
Yeah, I think it was like that.
Right? And then he was gone.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. That was the worst thing, man.
Yeah.
What's your favorite? I seen these guys talk about what was the best moment this year in the Yankee season.
I feel like we didn't have too much, but you know, that time, in person or just in general, like, you know?
Well, I guess, I mean, both.
You know, the last game Gerrit Cole pitched of the season, like his last start, that was a great game right there. And, you know, it's like, you know, that's when he locked down the Cy Young. And the second game before his last start when we was there, he pitched amazing. He went to the eighth inning. So he was like, you know, trying to say, oh, yeah, the Cy Young is mine and nobody's taking it from me. That's when he was locking it down. That's when he turned to a different level. Because, look, eighth inning game, the last time we went to the stadium and his last start, the complete game, that was it. That was like, you know, I feel like that was like the highlight of the season. Just him, like, carrying the team, even though, like, he couldn't carry the whole team. Yep, that was, I believe, like, the highlights of the season. Like, just winning the Cy Young Award, like, because, like, honestly, like, there was nothing in the season. Like, that was, like, you know, like, wow, you know, that was greatness. But him pitching every 5 days, I feel like that was greatness right there, because, you know, he gave us the chance to win every time. You know what I mean? So, me personally, him, like, locking the Cy Young up, that felt like a World Series in itself, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, for me, yeah.
I would like to say, for not being in person, I gotta put up there the Domingo Germán perfect game, man. Gotta put that up there.
Oh, yeah. Totally forgot about that. Yeah, the perfect game, yeah.
I mean, that was like...
Yeah, the perfect game was, like, I was, like, so sweaty that day. I was so nervous. Like, I saw, like, I was like, oh, my God, here we go.
I couldn't believe it myself, you know? Yeah. Like, he did it by accident.
Yeah, and people disrespected it. They didn't care. Like, that was a perfect game right there, you know?
Nah, he deserves it, man.
A perfect game.
And you know what other play that I seen at Yankee Stadium last year? I don't remember if you was at the game or not. It was the last game against Tampa Bay. And
2022?
No, this year. This year, when we played the last game against Tampa Bay. The last series against Tampa Bay. I don't remember what day that was. But Arozarena had bases loaded, right? And he hits a line shot to left center field. And Harrison Bader catches it on a dive. Remember that play in the warning track?
I don't think I was there. I think that happened to be like back in June. I don't think I was there.
No, I don't think he was there. That was the day I got his autograph.
It was a day game.
It was an afternoon game. I got his autograph that day. There. I got a Rosarina's autograph that day.
Yeah, Oh, yeah, I wasn't there that day.
All right, so that's...
If I was there that day, I would have posted a picture with him doing the, you know, that post that he does.
Yeah, you would have got his autograph, too, with me. Yeah.
Yeah.
That day, he hit a shot, man, and Harrison Bader caught it on a dive, man, in center field. That was a hell of a play. And you know what, too? Who made a great play out there, too? Talk about this guy, Billy McKinney.
Oh, okay.
He made a diving catch out there in, I think he was playing center field at the time, too.
Yeah.
You know, but... Yeah, they made some great plays out there, man.
Yeah, definitely. And what's it called? Oh, yeah, and we were talking about the catching situation, you know, about, you know, you were talking about Higashioka and Borgbet. Like, you know, they're gonna trade them away, right?
Allegedly, that's what they're saying now, that they're on the block to be traded.
Yeah, I also heard rumors about Jose Trevino, too. Like, you know, I don't know which of the guys are going to leave because, like, honestly, like, you know, I guess they see Austin Wells as the starting catcher of the future, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We got Austin Wells.
Yeah, because what I was saying, like, I don't know out of those catchers who you keep because, like, you know, I feel like, you know, you got Trevino, Rodvet, and Higashioka. I feel like Higashioka is gonna be the one to go, cause I don't know. I feel like they would either keep Trevino or Rodvet, cause you know. I guess you know with Cole, you know he has to have one of the two, but he should really get used to like catching with Austin Wells, you know. But that's just me. Maybe. The comfortable standpoint, they'll keep one of those two, you know, for Cole the day he pitches. But, you know, I'm not sure.
True, man. You know, is I believe that he'll go too.
Yeah.
You know, because Higashioka ain't really all that.
Yeah, true. I know he's been here for a long time, but, you know, I feel like he could get more playing time somewhere else, you know?
But he has really done nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, why do we even have this guy?
Yeah, true.
You know, so it's like, and Ben Rover too. I mean, he's not really all that neither. He was even worse, I think, maybe.
Yeah, true.
It's crazy, man. So yeah, they gotta be let go.
Yeah.
You know, forget about that.
Definitely.
But yeah, I'd rather keep Jose Trevino and Austin Wells there though.
Oh yeah. Austin Wells, I feel like they're prepping him to be the starting catcher next year.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
It's probably gonna happen that way.
Yeah, definitely it's gonna happen. Yeah, I feel like that's gonna, you know, that's gonna be the plan. And I don't know what their offseason plans are gonna be. And also next week they said they're gonna have the, you know, the recap of the season. Cashman and Hal Steinbrenner, they're gonna speak to the media, I guess.
Man, there's gonna be a lot of questions.
Yeah, definitely.
A lot of questions. That's all I know.
Yeah. In his head, he's gonna probably be like, oh, I've sold like a lot of chicken buckets, so you know I'm okay.
True.
Yeah, but the thing is, you didn't even sell it for the extra month for the playoffs. Like, you could have had another month and a half of chicken buckets, so you know.
That's the problem right there.
Yeah, because I think that's all he cares about, like, him, like, furious about missing the playoffs. I think he was just furious of the money that he lost.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? I mean, it's not like this team is, like, a disaster. They're only a few players away from winning it.
Yeah, it's true. They're, like, They're, like, a few players away, like, you know, to, like, becoming a good team, you know?
It's true, man. I mean, they have to build up a whole new bullpen though, because most of the guys in the bullpen are all free agents. Wendy Peralta, true. All those guys. You know, so they're gonna have to figure it out.
Yeah, definitely, because it's like, you know, I feel like if they could do the right pieces, you know, whenever the, you know, wherever the, what's it called, wherever the analytics, you know, whatever they say, you know, it's like, you know, I hope they improve, you know.
Let's see what happens, man.
Yeah, we still got a long, you know, still got a long ways away, you know, to see what they do. I don't expect nothing to be done, but, you know, I'm anticipating hopefully something, because, you know, they never had people from the outside, you know, like analytics or whatever. The people that they hired, the audit, you know, they never done that before. So, you know, I anticipate, you know, that at least they do something.
Yeah, that's and true. I mean, something's got to give.
Yeah, and as a hitting coach, I would hire Costanza.
Haha, for real, right?
Yeah.
At this point in time.
Yeah, cause like, what's it called? He was giving hitting lessons that, you know, that time I saw the, you know, on Seinfeld and stuff like that.
Right.
So, you know, at least he was like, you know, introduce probably.
He's like, you guys don't know how to hit. He's like, but we won the World Series. He's like, yeah, in six games.
In six games.
You know? Yeah, it wasn't in four.
Yeah, it wasn't in four. But yeah, man. So I think that's the news that we wrapped up today, unless you have something else.
No, that's pretty much it, man. That's all I got, man. So yeah, I guess we could pretty much end it here.
Yeah, did we got comments? Always check for comments.
Let me see if we have any comments. I don't believe so.
Okay. All right, so I think we're done for today.
Yeah, on Friday, I don't really get a lot of comments on Fridays.
Oh, wow, that's weird. On Tuesdays,
I only had, you know what? I did have one, but we talked about Soto, though.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, man. Let's thank everybody for watching. It's been a great podcast. And we got a whole lot of Yankee news to talk about every week. So, I mean, yeah, we'll be back with some more stuff. And we're going to be waiting on that press conference to show up and stuff like that. So, it's going to be good. But until then, like, share, subscribe. And we'll see you later. See ya. Let me stop it. Hold on.